pretty much just called Lil' Cornstalker. Like, most of the time, they usually call them by names. Because, like, in black neighborhoods, they usually put a lot of them in there. So you have to call them by name. You say, where we going? Say, well, we going up here to our Masons.
Mm-hmm.
We going up here to our Fontanas or whatever.
Yeah.
So they usually call them by name. So if it would be anything, it'd be like a corner store.
Yeah.
Or somebody on the corner somewhere.
What about the ones that open early and stay up until pretty late?
Fast food store.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you have around here? 7-Eleven or?
Well, they got one 7-Eleven. And they got these Handy Mart stores in Ruston. But in Shreveport, they got nothing but 7-Elevens. You could turn one corner, leave in one, and run into another one. And before you get past that one, there's another one down the street. It's like, area Queensboro.
Yeah.
It's one on Greenwood Road. You come down, you turn the corner, it's one right here. You go down, and it's another one. And I said, it's another one in there somewhere. Oh yeah, you keep on down to Greenwood Road, it's one. It's two on Greenwood Road, and it's two on Greenwood. It's just like, you know, the street's going like this, another one like that.
Mm-hmm.
So 7-Elevens are everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's about the only one that are around there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a place where you can buy specially prepared foods? Maybe like special meats or cheeses, hors d'oeuvres and all that?
Delicatessen.
Yeah.
That's about all.
Is that usually a building all to itself, or is it part of another?
In Shreveport, usually delicatessens are part of the store. Or either they have a bakery, you know, and that would be part of the delicatessen too. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Like part of the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't really have any delicatessen in Shreveport.
Okay. What do you call the kind of things that people have in the kitchen to heat food when they don't want to use the stove?
You talking about a hot plate?
Mm-hmm.
Burner? What would you call that thing sitting in the corner there? That's a little barbecue rack, I believe.
I don't see it.
Screen. I believe it's a little broiler barbecue rack or something like that.
Mm. Yeah. What about something that has legs on it? It's flat, you know, and runs off electricity. Maybe you might toast a sandwich or something like that in it.
What's that?
Okay, what I have in mind is electric fry pan, electric skillet.
Oh yeah, ain't that a hot plate?
Oh, okay. You would call that?
Oh no, okay. Electric skillet. You're right. Okay.
All right. Okay. And these things have come out pretty recently that cook food very quickly. Like a
microwave.
Yeah.
That's about all.
Okay. What would you call the place where you take your clothes to get them washed and dried if you don't have your own washer and dryer?
Washeteria or laundromat. Or, spot on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the container that where you put your dirty clothes that has a lid on it?
Hamper. Dirty clothes hamper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say if you had a rug down here on the floor and you wanted to get that clean, you'd use a what?
A vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. And when the container inside the cleaner gets full of dirt and dust and all that, you say you have to change the...
the bag.
Okay. No special term for the bag, just a bag. Okay. And if you were mopping your tile floor or linoleum floor, the container that you keep the detergent and all that in?
The mop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, it might be a dust catcher, you know, in the vacuum cleaner, or a dust bag.
Dust catcher, dust bag.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I just usually call it the bag, and my mother calls it the dust catcher.
Okay. And this thing that some people have in their kitchen that's designed to reduce the bulk of garbage, you know, make it smaller?
Compacted trash smasher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the container that you put all your garbage and trash in set out for the garbage man?